You know, I'm a little surprised Laura's news didn't have the biggest story of the day in it. Famed Minneapolis adult store Sex World will close permanently. How? I mean, what is wrong with us as a society? If, like, it, has everything gone to the internet now? This story that just posted, and this was, I think Racket MN had this story yesterday afternoon. I didn't have time to get to it. But the Star Tribune had some very interesting color in their story. Now, have you ever, Dan Cook, you've never been to Sex World, I would assume.
Of course I've been to Sex World.
You, what?
Of course.
Did you ride the mechanical?
I did not. I did not, no.
Hmm.
I think it's a rite of passage, or at least it was when I was in my late teens, early 20s. When, you know, you get to do all the stuff that you get to do because you turned 18. That's
you that turned was just, 18 and you go to Sex
World. That was on the list.
I have been to Sex World. And I went with my wife, as I recall. And I think it made her a little nervous. And so we left. Has it closed yet? June 29th. So you still have 4 days. This story is amazing. This store became famous, I'm reading for the Star Tribune, became famous locally for its extensive collection of adult films and toys and for a 6-foot-long penis that patrons can ride like a mechanical bull. Yeah. I almost asked you if I could say that. But I'm pretty sure you can say that on the radio, right? You didn't hit a button, so I think I'm in the clear.
As we say all the time, you can say anything once.
It's a news story.
Right.
I'm just sharing the news.
Yeah.
End of an era. End of an era. And with that, we do the D-Rush Hour News headlines.
Oh, time to get you caught up on some of the biggest stories of the day. These are the D-Rush Hour headlines.
Good evening. Our top story.
This just in.
Our top story.
We begin tonight.
We begin tonight.
We begin tonight.
We begin tonight.
We begin with the lead.
And the lead story I want to get to is actually a breaking news story that has just come out from the Justice Department challenging Minnesota's laws that provide in-state tuition benefits for illegal aliens. That is their terminology from the Department of Justice. The DOJ saying they've challenged Texas on a similar law, and now they're challenging Minnesota. We'll see what comes of that, but Department of Justice has been very clear that they are going after people who are here illegally, and so they view, and I'm not exactly sure on the details of the Minnesota law, but according to the Department of Justice, it does provide in-state tuition and free tuition under certain circumstances for people who live in the state but are not citizens of the United States. Next up on the lead is our continuing coverage of a big shocker in the New York City mayoral election. A primary took place in New York City, and the winner is a self-described Democrat, Democratic Socialist. Within the last half hour, we interviewed the Democratic candidate who is perhaps furthest to the left of those who are running in Minneapolis against Jacob Frey. Now, I asked State Senator Omar Fatah if he considers himself a socialist, and he seemed, well, maybe you should go to the podcast on the Drive Time with DeRussia page, search Drive Time with DeRussia wherever you get podcasts, or you can rewind the YouTube video, the live feed on YouTube on the WCCO radio account. Here is what State Senator Fatah said when I asked about his reaction to the news that New York City picked Zoran Mamdani over Andrew Cuomo.
Well, to say it's been an exciting 24 hours for progressives is, I think, an understatement, not just in New York or even Minneapolis, but I think nationally. I think this is the kind of catalyst moment we need right now to pump up democratic organizing, democratic campaigns, and participation throughout the country, especially since we saw the huge strides in the last presidential election by the Republican Party. But what I think this specifically says is that the Democratic establishment has been failing to speak to the needs of working people for way too long. And people are really hungry for authentic, progressive candidates who are proudly standing with them, with working people. And what we saw last night proves that candidate can win on those messages. In my opinion, I think one of the main things that Trump campaigned on, even though he was lying, was on people's cost of living, on their livelihoods. And I think we need to get back to that because it's not about left, right, or center. It's about the people.
Next, major road closures that we're keeping an eye on this weekend. On the WCCORadio.com page, you can see the details of sections of 94, 494, and 35W that'll be closed this weekend. If you want MnDOT to fix bridges, they got to close the highway sometimes. I must say, like, and maybe this is something for you to share in our Enough segment coming up, if you've had enough of all of this. But there are weekends where, I don't know, man, like they've been closing the highway down to fix bridges. So what are they supposed to do? This weekend, they are going in there and taking this 494 35W bridge out. So this is part of a project. They've been fixing bridges all along the highway, and it is tough. So what's closed and when? 494 through Bloomington and Bridgefield is closed. So that'll be the eastbound lanes between 35W and Highway 100 and the westbound lanes between Cedar and Highway 100. Also, both directions of 35W in Richfield. So from the crosstown to 494 closed. And then part, just stay home. You know what? That's the bottom line. This weekend, forget it. You don't need to drive anywhere.
Or just go north.
Go north, go south.
Go west.
We will keep things this weekend the way they should be. St. Paul people, stay on your side of the river. Minneapolis people, stay on your side of the river. That's how God intended it. And so it shall be. Let me check my calendar and see how this affects me.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait a minute. What 15 events do you have spread across the metro?
There is a caveat to this, and that is I don't know what the heck I have going on this weekend, so I may change my mind on this. I'm going to Minnesota Aurora. Wait a minute.
Are you?
Saturday night, I got to get from Maple Grove to Eagan.
Mm.
I think I can do that, right?
You can, yes.
You can go around.
Yeah.
The rest of you better be staying home because I will come in here on Monday complaining like hell about the traffic caused by all you dingbats trying to get around the closure. You stay home. I'm going to the Aurora game. All right. One more story in the D-Rush Hour news headlines today. And we must take a moment to remember a giant of Minnesota political reporting, Bill Salisbury, who got his start with the St. Paul Pioneer Press in 1977, died at the age of 80. He covered 40 sessions of the Minnesota legislature, 8 governors, as well as presidential visits, political conventions. He died in St. Paul. His career took him to Bosnia, to the White House, to political conventions all over the country. Reporters and politicians have been offering tons of praise to him. Tim Walz said he was first interviewed in 2005 by Salisbury in the Pioneer Press. Amy Klobuchar offering praise as well. In a time where you have a lot of turnover in journalism, someone with that much history, it is impressive. And to get praised in the way that Bill Salisbury has been being praised, it is a reminder that we are really blessed in this state with incredible long-term political reporters. You think about it, right? Bill Salisbury. You think about, on the TV side, people like Tom Hauser and Pat Kessler, who have been here so long. Mary LaHammer for Twin Cities Public Television. There are some people who've really spent years and years covering politics, and I think we're all the better for it. We are. So we honor Bill Salisbury in the lead. Page two, coming up in the D Rush Hour news headlines, we'll talk about how small businesses have been called on to step up to sponsor Twin Cities Pride. You might be surprised to hear what Twin Cities singles are doing to try to make their dating profile a little more palatable. And some washed up TV anchors go into AM radio. Others, well, you're going to want to hear what this former news anchor has gotten herself into when we come back. All right, a reminder, we are under a flash flood warning, so be careful when you're driving out there. The rain has largely moved out of the central Twin Cities, and the Twins game, first pitch at 6:40, is still on. So we'll update you if we hear anything, but it certainly looks like that game is going to, they're going to try to get it in anyway. Page two in the D Rush Hour news headlines. And we start with small businesses who are stepping up big time to support Twin Cities Pride this weekend. It's all about that money. Corporate contributions, report the Minneapolis, the Minnesota Star Tribune, have declined, not just here, but all around the country. And so small businesses are stepping up. The decline happened after President Donald Trump took office and essentially told companies DEI is done. Star Tribune reporting the small contributions were just $25,000 in 2024, almost $100,000 this year. That will allow Pride Weekend to still go on big time, but the corporate contributions are much bigger for the overall efforts of Twin Cities Pride than just this festival in the weekend. So organizers rejected an anticipated $50,000 from Target after Target announced whatever it announced about DEI program. I still don't quite know what they're doing. Deloitte, which used to chip in, said no. But overall, companies from major company money is down $617,000. Now, what I find fascinating about this is in the LGBTQ community, there's been a lot of conversation over the years about Pride being too corporate, that the original vibe of Pride was not so branded, you know? And so now here, perhaps a return to a more grassroots effort, which is being forced by the fact that those big companies are bailing out. The organization saying it's really going to hurt their other programming, like their career fair, their free holiday meal, and some of that kind of stuff. Twin City Singles are turning to a new effort to kind of spruce up their dating profiles?
At 36, Anderson is seeking genuine connection.
When I was initially making my profile, I was struggling to find pictures to put it on myself. I felt like I had to crop all my friends out, and nothing truly like captured myself, my personality.
There's Derek James at WCCO-TV doing a story about professional photographers. They're upgrading their dating profiles by hiring photographers like Shannon O'Malley, who runs a business called Shannon Kathleen Photography. She says dating profile photos has become the biggest bulk of her business. She helps singles from 25 to 70 create standout images. I don't know. I think this is so smart. Why wouldn't you hire a professional instead of, look, especially men out there, you don't need to be holding a fish. You don't need to be shirtless in the gym. Pretty interesting stuff. I don't know. I think this is an excellent idea. Hire a photographer to spruce it up. Some washed up TV news anchors go into AM radio. Others go into Bitcoin and become scammers.
Bitcoin and ICOs, I agree completely. It's one of the crazier speculative things where as an asset class, you're not producing anything.
Yeah. Gotta give this Phoenix TV anchor points for moxie. right? This is New York Post reporting about Stephanie Hochrich, who was a big-time news anchor in Phoenix, left, went into fintech, has been convicted of conspiracy to commit wire fraud in a federal case involving hundreds of millions of dollars in COVID relief funds. She was convicted of fraudulently obtaining more than $300,000 in paycheck, but the PPP loans for themselves. In one application, this dude claimed he was a veteran and an African-American. Not true on either count. They processed over $12 billion in PPP loans. I got to tell you, Dan, when I read about a TV news anchor becoming a scam artist and a fraudster, I think, like, yeah, that tracks.
Maybe they're going to run for Senate?
Just tracks with a lot of... There is something about Phoenix TV news anchor.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, they're so pretty. They're so pretty, you just want to believe it. They seem so nice, Dan. I just thought she was so nice. Oof. Rough. That is the D-Rush Hour news headlines. The lead in page two. Every day we do this from 5 to 5:30. In just a minute, enough. What have you had enough of? So many options out there. 651-461-9226. You can send us a voice message using the Odyssey app on the same page where you listen live to WCCO. Click that microphone. Send us a voice message. We'll play it on the radio. You don't have to wait on hold. You don't have to wait through the commercials. Just send us a note about what is driving you crazy. Text messages at 651-461-9226. Drive time back in a minute. Oh, it's time to get it off your chest. What have you had enough of? 651-461-9226. I mean, some of this stuff is so obvious, Dan, things that we've had enough of this week. I've had enough of the rain. I've had enough of that. I've had enough of the term fake news. That is where I would like to start on my enoughs. Your enoughs are welcome at 651-461-9226 or send us a voice message on the Odyssey app. Fake news. Today, the president has tweeted or truthed. Is that what we call it? The truth social? He's truthed, calling out the fake news CNN. The failing New York Times. That's sort of his 1-2 punch. Fake news CNN. He was asked today about the Pentagon report that said our attack on Iran did not destroy their nuclear capability. And he just says fake news. What is unfortunate about that is, like, fake news did mean something at one point, and now it's just, I don't like this information. It is unfortunate, I think, that you sort of don't know what the truth is, right? We don't really know. Would it be something if the president just said, well, we don't really know. We're waiting to get more information, but we don't know what's going on. Instead, he just says total obliteration. We've totally obliterated it. I don't know. There's a seems unlikely, doesn't it? It seems highly unlikely we've totally obliterated those nuclear facilities. I also think, as I said yesterday, that the mission was a tremendous success. It directly led to a ceasefire. It caused no American casualties. It was pretty dang impressive, if you ask me. So, I don't know. I've had enough of that. I hate that term.
My enough, we talked about this briefly the other day, but I've been forcibly reminded of it the last 2 days. I've had enough of the midday traffic. Where did this come from, right? I'm driving down 394 at noon, and it might as well be rush hour. We're crawling along at like 10 miles an hour. Why is this happening? Right? And stop that noise. Right. I understand they're shutting down freeways over the weekend and things might get a little gummed up in weird spots, but there's no reason for this nonsense. Enough.
What this is what work from home has brought us.
Okay? Curse all of those people.
You know, you're sitting around, you're like, yeah, I'm going to go get a sandwich or run to the store or take my kid.
Well, why are you, don't need to do 394 to do that. Stay off the freeway. Let me get to work. Come on.
Mm. Yeah. Enough?
Enough.
I mean, I think for sure the road should be cleared for people who arrive at work at 1 p.m. It's a very, very large group.
Seems, reasonable, rational.
Yeah. I have had enough of forgetting my key fob for work at home. Today, I left my house, went to put gas in my car, realized I left my key fob on the other set of keys. We have two set of keys. They give us one fob to open the door here at work. Now, I also would like to say enough of this stupid key fob. Like, how about a key card like everybody else in the natural world has? But we have this goofball key fob, and I've had enough. Enough. So I had to face that decision. What do? You turn around and go back and get your key, or do you just come to work?
Yeah.
I went home because I knew I was getting here slightly earlier.
Do you have like a line of, what's the Rubicon?
If I were on the highway,
okay,
it would have been over.
Forget about it?
That's sort of my line. Texters say, from the 507, Twins losing.
Yeah, we've had several texters who've had enough of the Twins losing. And look, where are they at now? 10 of their last 11? 11 out of the last 12? I've lost track. It's a lot of losing, and yes, we've had enough of it. They need to get off the schneid, and Joe Ryan on the mound tonight gives them a shot, so let's go.
It's brutal. It's brutal.
It's been bad. It's been a bad June.
Another texter says, Rocco. Enough of Rocco.
I mean, if you believe our guys, Dan Hayes' is reporting, Rocco's not going anywhere, folks. So buckle up.
I think I'm not calling for the man to lose his job.
But
at a certain point, when you have a fan base that's already like, does anyone care about us? You do something that you know isn't really going to fix the problem, but it's going to signal that you care. And I think we're close, man. I think we're close to that point.
That is the lone argument, right? I mean, clearly, if you're paying attention and you're watching what's going on with this club, a managerial change is very unlikely to stop what's been bugging this team.
No.
And to your point, if you're ownership and you're worried about attendance and you're worried about, appearing to your fan base to be engaged as you try to sell this club, if that feels like a lever you need to pull, it's plausible. I don't think it's going to happen, but you can't entirely rule it out.
Texter says, I've had enough of the big, beautiful Bill, Donald Trump and Donald Trump. That's going to be a long couple years for you.
Yeah, you got a ways to go there, pal.
It's going to be a long couple years for you, for sure. 651-461-9226. Jason, I've had enough of no NHL hockey.
Draft coming up. Is it later this week?
I thought it was Saturday.
Okay. Which would be later this week. Qualifies.
Can confirm, yes. Tonight is the NBA draft. I've had enough of mock drafts.
Again, buckle up.
I know. In the Star Tribune today, we have, here are six players the Wolves might consider at number 17.
Chris Hine, working hard.
We love a list. We love a list.
We love to debate the lists. I'm not sure it's the list itself. We love to just argue about what's on the list.
Interesting. I have to think about that.
Yeah, I think it's the argument we enjoy more than the...
Well, I will confess, I write these restaurant lists.
No, do you really?
Okay. When I write a restaurant list, I do think about, all right, like I got to leave something off to kind of get people going,
Do you find there's a bigger reaction to leaving something off or to putting something outside the box on? Mm. Like our friend Blaise Olson.
Known for the troll pick.
Loves the troll picks. Yeah, it's part of his list. There's always something in there that you're like, are you kidding me?
I've done that. I don't love it. I've done it. I don't love it. I think because I still feel like I want my list to be a genuine, I'm not a troll. I get accused of trolling, which I think is sort of interesting.
You're not a troll, but I mean, you're obviously thinking about manipulating the list to get a reaction if you're going to leave something off.
Well, leaving something off, though, gets a reaction. Putting something on there that doesn't belong is trolling.
Which also gets a reaction.
Yes. But when I leave something off, I stand by everything that's on the list.
Okay.
So it's still a legit list. You know what I mean? If you put some BS on a list designed to get people going, your list is fraudulent. Like I stand, every list I've ever written, I fully stand by everything that's on that list.
And you've thought about something that you've left off.
Correct.
In order to.
That's right.
Okay. All right.
Well, like if I do a pizza list and sometimes it's just
a very nuanced difference, but I grant it. It's valid.
Sometimes like you have to think about, okay, if you look at like Ann Kim and her pizza places, you're like, I think all of those pizza places are good.
Right.
But it's annoying if you have a top 10 pizza list
can't
and you're like,
on,
hello, pizza, yeah, Young Joe. No, can't do them. Same with like the Danny Del Prado pizza restaurant. This is a good test.
This is a great one.
Enough of husband-wife teams in the workplace. Your coworkers do not appreciate seeing you make love sick, Google eyes at each other, or your secret stolen moments together, or your sweetheart emails that accidentally come to our inbox. Boy, you know what? I'm with you. I had to spend how many years with Frank and Amelia?
Well, I was going to ask if this was somebody from Channel 4, but I don't know that a 507 number corresponds.
Frank and Amelia never... that never happened.
Doesn't seem like their style.
Now, were there times that perhaps a matrimonial disagreement continued into the workplace?
I mean, that's kind of unavoidable, isn't it?
That's why I would like, I love my wife so much, and I would never want to work with her. Never. Because if you're mad about something from before... Like, how do you avoid
Yeah.
Also, like, don't we need some time apart?
I think she would say so.
Oh, I think she needs some time apart from me, for sure. More text coming in. I want you to keep it coming. Twins baseball. First pitch is in an hour. Although, looking out the window, I don't know if you guys are going to get there in time, the way the traffic is kind of creeping through downtown Minneapolis right now. More of your enough.
Speaking of which, we just had the texter, I've had enough of this city traffic. I'm stuck outside your studio going to Twins game. Wave to us out the window. Hang on.
Dan's running over to wave. We're waving on the YouTube channel as well, where you can stream us at any time at youtube.com/WCCO radio. More enough, plus a temperature of the Twins in just a minute.
Let's take the current temp of your Minnesota Twins. Brought to you by Chef IQ Sense. Get your wireless meat thermometer now at chefiq.com.
I used my Chef IQ Sense the other night making some pork chops on the grill. Dan, one of our texters, says instead of taking the temperature of the Twins, maybe we should try taking their pulse.
I mean, fair.
The Twins didn't get blown out last night. So
didn't give up double-digit runs.
I mean, they did still give up 6 runs to the Mariners, going down 6-5.
And they got behind 5-0, and you felt like, oh, man, here we go again.
It's just one bad inning.
Fought their way back, and you tied the game up, and, you know, bullpen gave it up late. But they're still fighting. It's just they're not pitching well enough right now flat out the deal.
Not great. Not great. Twins fall to 37-42. Clearly the temperature is cold.
Very cold.
Pregame starting in just a couple minutes. Few more enoughs. I've had enough of drivers who don't have the common sense to understand how to merge correctly.
That is something, isn't it?
Yeah. Why is it so hard for people to merge?
I don't know.
It's strange.
Seems like a fairly routine activity.
Yeah. I've had enough.
Even build in a signal to your car to let you know, let other people know when you're doing it. We still screw it up.
So I have a friend who, oh, wait, I want to read Lethal's, because we have a great comment section on YouTube, and Lethal,
who's been on a roll today.
Enough Minnesota sports fans for not demanding better. U.S. Bank, Target Center, Target Field, XL Center should all be empty for every male professional game. I always wonder about that because do we think like the fans demanding better is going to make any of these teams better? That's a common thing. Like the especially sports guys love to be like, well, you guys put up with this stuff. You're like, what am I supposed to do?
I mean, low attendance does get ownership's attention. There's no question about that. So,
yeah. Well, there it is. I think I've had enough of working. So let's call it. Twins baseball next on CCO.